The impact from bird flu hits Tennessee poultry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Our state is currently dealing with a situation which we have not faced before.
In this particular outbreak, there was only one house out of eight that was affected.
State officials addressing the media yesterday after the first ever case of high pathogenic avian influenza was detected in one broiler breeder house in Lincoln County last week. So far, the virus has only been found in one flock. The owner of the farm, who contracts with Tyson, had eight houses, and those 74,000 birds were disposed of. State veterinarian Dr. Charlie Hatcher says the control zone now reaches out 10 miles, where surveillance and rigorous testing continues in more than 30 other chicken houses.
The first round of testing has all been negative. We're encouraged by that, but testing will be ongoing, and we'll be in this thing for a long haul. We are seeing absolutely no clinical signs in any other operations at this time, and the fact that we've had an initial round of negative testing is also a good sign.
And again, with this incident, Commissioner of Agriculture Jay Templeton says there should be no threat to human health.
I want to reassure all of you that this particular strain of avian influenza poses no risk to the food supply. Second, according to CDC and our own Department of Health, there is little to no risk the human health.
Now, the big impact of the virus will be long-term, as exports of poultry from Tennessee are being banned and restricted by some countries. Some exports will be restricted nationwide.
Still, it's too early to assess that because we do not know how long a period of time that we may find ourselves in this situation with trade partners. Really, that's a USDA question.
Well, already South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, and Hong Kong have announced limited poultry imports from the U.S. because of this strain of the H7 bird flu. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.